Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch,
On the Couch
with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and welcome to my couch. You are officially here on the couch with me on LA Talk Radio, the country's number one most listened to internet talk station, for the next 50 minutes or so. This is the place where you get some ideas about making yourself feel better. Yeah, you know, the helpful therapy kind of stuff. This is where I interview expert authors and also just give you suggestions, answer your questions about certain things that you may want to know about. Or if you, have some issues going on, we can help you with that too. Whether it's, relationships, self-esteem, how to manage that stress, how to get out of those funky, depressive days, that kind of thing. That's what we're here for today. And, of course, we don't have a therapeutic relationship. What I do is I just give you suggestions that I think are probably going to help you. And if not, they're probably going to help you. Welcome, everybody. If you would like to call in, first of all, let me just give you the number here, 323-203-0815. I'm going to tell you in just a little bit what we're talking about. Great stuff today that's going to help you. The number again is 323-203-0815. And don't forget, if you have a question and you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, what you can do is email me, docmichelle@aol.com. Doc Michelle, D-O-C, Michelle with two L's. That's as easy as it is. No problem. Bada boom, bada bing, you're in, you got it. And that's the way it goes. You know, we can all learn how to overcome a lot of our childhood fears. Have you done a lot of that? Do you still have those kind of knee-jerk reactions to people who push your buttons, who may be bullies or controlling? Yeah. A lot of limitations still going on, fears from a lot of messages you received when you were young about the fact that you weren't good enough or that you weren't smart enough, you weren't attractive enough, you'd never get anywhere in the world, things like that. And even if you had a wonderful, perfect childhood and your family was the best and you grew up in a wonderful home, good for you. Hey, there's not many of those around. But if you did, you still throughout your life had certain experiences that you had to work through and learn about who you are. That's how we learn about who we are. Yeah, we reflect back from others, and hopefully we get in touch with our own insight. And that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. So we also can learn how to take responsibility for our own happiness as we go through our journey of getting healthier mentally and physically, because the mind and body are connected, of course. We're also going to be talking about how to use positive thoughts to bring about positive energy and results. You've heard me say energy on the show a lot. We are energy. Let's go physics, guys. That's what it's all about. Thoughts are things. We're also going to be talking about how to recognize your life path and accept the choices of others. How to get balance in your life. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yes, we all have a lot of, good, as we would say, and bad days. Up and down sometimes. People come in our face. We're in a grumpy mood. We're hungry. We're tired. We didn't get enough sleep. It goes on and on. Of course, yes, there's always waves of feelings. And that's normal. But we want to achieve some kind of balance to where we just get into a vibe of feeling pretty good every day and enjoying those highs. Not the manic highs. I'm talking about just the good stuff in life that we want. And it comes, by the way, from within. yeah, it's great to see it happen on the outside of the world. You get that new job, you get that new relationship, somebody gives you a wonderful compliment, things just work out perfectly, you get there on time or you get somewhere, everything is working out perfectly for you and your life on that day. And that does happen. So we're going to be talking about how to achieve a lot of great things in your life and get empowered. Find your higher self. You know, we are all children here. We still are. The moment that we're born and we look into those eyes of whoever, mommy, daddy, caregiver, whoever, that's where we get who we are. But we all come in, I think, into this place with, you might say, a soul, our own personality, our own little beingness, and then we soak it up. We soak up what we get from our environment. But we all have a sense of ourselves that we need to really cherish and take care of. And there's a lot to do with getting in touch with your intuition. Children are very close with that. Children are still really close to just coming from what I would say the source. They're innocent. They're happy. They believe. They respond. They're wide-eyed. They have intuition because they learn how to detect safe people and unsafe people. And, you know, as we grow up, sometimes we cloud that over with a lot of experiences we have in life through our fears, through our messages, through our negative days, and then our belief systems. And of course, don't forget the media. No offense or anything. I've been in the media for a very long time. Been with news, been with information, been with talk. But what happens is we talk about the negative because that's what's going on in our world. It's about protection. And of course, it's also about, you know, drama, making it really exciting. What? How can we make the news tantalizing and exciting? I've got to turn back on the station so I can find out what happened. So, you know what? That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with finding out about our inner spirit. We're finding out about how to get our lives better and really pull ourselves into a place that we deserve of happiness, of joy, and all that great stuff. And my special guest today, she's an amazing lady. You've got to check her out. And I'm going to be giving you information also on how to get her book coming up in just a little bit. But her name is Cheryl Glick. And her latest book that we're going to be talking about today encompasses all this great stuff that I was talking about to help you out in your life. It's called The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And Cheryl is a certified Reiki master teacher. She's an energy healer, spiritual medium, and she's amazing. She's a member of the International Association of Reiki Professionals, longtime hospice volunteer. And don't forget, Cheryl's a pro. She's the host of Healing From Within, an internet radio show on Web Talk Radio, and also Dream Vision 7, Visions 7 radio network. So let's bring her up live. Cheryl, welcome to the couch here.
Hi, it's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, you know what? Your book was great. I read through this really quickly because I wanted more. I wanted more.
So. Well, actually, it was supposed to be 50 pages more. A lot of the stories, the wonderful stories, were not available because they wanted more of a self-help book.
Sure.
And me personally, meeting all the wonderful people around the world that I've met, their stories are so amazing. They touched and warmed my heart, and I did want to put more in. So we'll have to save it for the next book.
There you go.
The third book.
That's great. No, that's wonderful. I did find it a wonderful self-help book, but I also enjoyed the stories. You know, it's always important to point out the stories and lives and situations, you know, of the people that we've come in contact with. So this is great reading because I think we love to read about how others overcame their issues and problems. And you provide a lot of that. But also you do have techniques and self-help stuff in here, which is great. So.
And I really have loved meeting the people because I believe people come into our life not randomly, but to help us view more and develop more of our own personal talents and gifts, and to help us understand perhaps things that we don't have the right perception on at the moment, and they give us another way of connecting deeper to a deeper level of ourselves. And I find that amazing. So many coincidences and synchronicity, miracles, and
And it's not necessarily coincidences, is it, Cheryl? It's more like, you know, I kind of brought this situation to myself to learn.
Yes.
Possibly, right?
That too. We did, and we do. And if we don't bring it to ourselves, that higher intelligence or universal energy will infuse it into our lives, because we have a life plan, and we're here to work on refining our soul essence, bringing ourselves to another level. And we're all working at different levels and on different situations, and that's a good thing, because everybody who comes into our life offers diversity. Either we can connect and remember we were once like that and review it again. Like going to school and reviewing a book before a test, you know, getting the material and seeing it in a different way.
So it makes a lot of sense. You know, it really does. And I want to talk to you about, you know, our life plans and the possibility of free will. You know, we can choose what we want and decide what we want. But here's the thing, is books like you have just written, and your former book that you wrote and your new one you're coming out with, it's about, you know, trying to make, see what's going on out there in the world, and making the right decisions based on the lessons you need to learn and what you have learned, and just take good care of yourselves, you know.
Yes, that's very important. Making the best choice and decision with the information we have at any given moment in our life, because nothing's really a failure. Whatever choice we make, whatever decision, we have an experience. And from that experience, something positive will come out of it, even if it doesn't at the moment suit our ego mind or our vision of what we should be doing or having. It is affecting our soul and our inner wisdom. And so it's just happening all the way it's supposed to. And if we could relax more and accept more and allow things to come and use the knowledge we have and ask for help from other people if we're dealing with something that's challenging, so that we will have more information, then we will just make a choice. And whatever it is, there is no failure. There is only learning going on.
Boy, if we could all embrace that, you know. I
mean, it's not easy. No, it's not always easy. Of course it's not. But that's what makes life interesting.
That's right. That's exactly
We'd be bored to tears if we didn't have some of the drama and challenges.
But we can
minimize the drama, because the drama is not so healthy at a cellular level for us to be our healthiest and to avoid the breakdown of the immune system and to develop illness. So we don't want too much drama.
You got that right. So, you know what, Cheryl, can you just, I always love to talk about what inspired authors to write their books. So
that's a great question. I have to think long and hard about this, because so many things have happened since I first decided I must write a book. Now, I think all authors, I think artists, musicians, everyone who does something creative in the world, and indeed every moment of our life is a creation, whatever we're doing, whether it's our ordinary life or something that takes a lot of effort. But I was inspired to write this book because I just really wish to share the greatest wisdom that I have ever received. And that is that universal energy, or the creative power of life, is all around us and within us. And it is the inspiration that creates everything beautiful in the world and moves us forward in human evolution. So this universal force of life is connecting us to our higher, more loving and intuitive selves, our sixth sense, so to speak.
Yeah.
And to other people and to those in spirit who are guiding us and loving us and hoping for us during the course of our physical lives and challenges mm-hmm. to remember our eternal soul being.
Wow, that
well,
is true.
Well, I was a gal that didn't yeah. understand the spiritual essence of my life. Mm-hmm. I was much grounded into the physical mm-hmm. and into producing and into being perfect as one can be in a physical life. But
right.
it came as quite a surprise to me when I realized that there was something more than our physical life and physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And I embraced it and I wanted to share it because I thought if I could get this and know it to be true. As a teacher, I was an elementary school teacher at one point.
Oh, that's great.
Everybody would be able to embrace it and be free of some of their fears and pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Because I was free of a lot of that after knowing the truth about who we are as
yes.
spiritual beings having a physical life. So that was my hope, to just
yeah.
give it to everybody and see the light in their eye and the smile come on their face. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen with everyone.
No, it really doesn't. And, you know, we talk about the fact that many of us choose to believe that it's life circumstances that are at the root of the problems, you know, right? It's, oh, my opportunity was messed up and, you know, my intention was to do this. But in your book, you suggest it's the perception of limitation and self-doubt, not our circumstances.
So absolutely.
Can you
yeah.
sort of elaborate on that a little bit?
So, you know, as a child, I remember my dad saying to me, "You are your own worst enemy."
Oh,
and
yeah.
what he was referring to yeah. was fear, confidence, self-esteem, knowing that whatever I had to do, it really didn't matter about the outside world
yeah.
or people or events. So it's really fear of failure, of being less than perfect, of being mm-hmm. judged or devalued by others, or societal values,
mm-hmm.
which might not fit in with our spiritual needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fear of moving out of our comfort zone
mm-hmm.
To develop new ideas. And it's fear of change.
Yeah.
Many people just want to stay in the status quo.
Yep.
They're afraid of losing love and money
yeah.
and power. And you know what? I was a lot like that.
Were you?
I wanted to keep things pretty much the same because
yeah.
they were good.
Right.
And I couldn't really imagine them being much better, and I didn't want to imagine them being
mm-hmm.
worse.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
And I know, you know, I read your book, and the Living Spirit, by the way, folks, in case you just tuned in, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. I read that there were a series of events that really kind of changed your life. Can you share a little bit with listeners about, you know, you were saying, until I really learned, you know, there were some things that really blew you away.
Well, it really started 20 years ago. I was very sick with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think I had a near-death experience,
mm-hmm.
but one never knows.
Yeah.
I was sleeping, and all of a sudden, my grandfather was standing by my side
yes.
in a shadow. I felt it was him. I heard his voice, but I didn't hear his voice. I knew what he was saying in a thought. He
mm-hmm.
was saying to me that I had to write something for my father.
Yes.
And I woke up, and I said, wow, what a strange dream. I haven't dreamed about my father, my grandfather. He's been gone now about 30 years.
Hmm.
And the next morning, I got a call from my mom that my father had passed.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes.
And I could not even put the pieces together.
Yeah.
But I did write his eulogy.
Wow.
And in his eulogy, I did say how a man
mm-hmm.
shows many faces to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a father, a brother, a professional. My father was a podiatrist,
huh.
a friend,
yes,
a brother. You know,
And
I did have a feeling for the idea that we were very much more than our physical life, but I actually didn't come from a family like that, and I really didn't believe in an afterlife, and I wasn't very religious either. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for me to put the pieces together of what had happened. It actually took a few more years before I started but I could never forget the energy that I felt in what I thought was a dream and later found out that was a spiritual visitation.
Yes.
A visitation. So where is my grandfather living? You know, how do I reach him or anyone else again? And what does it all mean? What is this about spiritual communication or residing in another life form beyond this physical life? So my curiosity was piqued, and I was determined to find out how it was done. Mm-hmm. I never had the idea that I would actually develop into being a medium and being able to download information for other people and help them move past their suffering and their fears of life and death.
Yes.
Because if you're afraid of anything, you're impeding your ability to have love and joy and freedom.
Yes.
And we all want freedom, and we're all entitled to freedom of our soul to soar. And if we remember ourselves as children, we actually felt we could fly. We
Absolutely.
Could move off the ground.
You know,
we could do whatever it is that we put our mind to. I always felt that way.
I agree.
And I didn't know where that came from, but because other people were telling me this wasn't possible or that wasn't possible, or you have to behave, or you have to sit down, or you have to, and they restricted us children.
Right.
And all of us, even as grown-ups.
That's right. That they sure do. And a lot of that, you know, is based on their fear. And, you know, we kind of try to really convey that in therapy, you know, in my sessions and stuff, that a lot of it's imprinted, you know, you were talking about to the cellular level. It's imprinted in our neural patterns about, you know, how we naturally think and grow up and do sort of expand our fears based on old situations and messages, you know, that we receive from the past. And by the way, folks, in case you just tuned in here, you're on LA Talk Radio, and on the couch here with Dr. Michelle, my special guest is Cheryl Glick. She is an amazing writer. Her book's called The Living Spirit, and Cheryl's a certified Reiki master teacher. We're going to talk more about that as well, because it's a really amazing healing process, an energy healer and spiritual medium. And this is your second book, of course, right?
Yes, yes. My first book was An Awakening, Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I realized that something survived physical death, now I know it to be consciousness.
Yes.
At that time, it was something, memories, love, connections to people.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't quite sure. So it wasn't awakening to the coincidences and synchronicity that were guiding me to certain teachers and people and situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I could open up my mind and let go of some of those restrictions and false belief systems that had been imprinted on me from childhood, like all of us.
That's right.
We assume because an adult tells us something, a teacher tells us something, a book tells us something, that it's true. But in essence, what's true for one person might not be true for another. Our realities are a little different, and our perceptions due to our experiences and background, and maybe even past life situations that we bring into this physical life.
Hmm.
We're coming in with some issues or some worries or phobias.
Mm-hmm.
So it's open to discussion, but really what's really important is that we accept our own experiences and do not allow other people to make us feel smaller or less imaginative or less intelligent than anyone else, because we stick to our game plan or life plan.
Yeah.
And sometimes people will drop away from the side, you know, your life.
Well,
friendships may end and relationships might change or end because you're following different paths. And that's okay, because in the end, we're all together in unity and harmony and one life source of energy beyond this place. And so nothing is ever lost, only gained.
Oh, that's that's such a positive way of thinking about it. And it's such a relief, I think, for if people would really embrace these ideas, Cheryl, it is such a relief.
Well, and, they have to take a breath and step back and see what they're doing to create the same action reaction.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like
and they're doing it.
Yeah, they sure are. It's like continually, you know, reactivating those old neural patterns, and it's just like an old habit. But once we do start to sort of step out of that, and I want to talk about you know, the concept of the law of attraction. I've spoken about it a lot, and I've had other guests who, you know, are really advocates of the philosophy, as am I. And you do talk about, you know, that the particular concept. So in your book, I really like the way that you phrase things and the way you put things. And it's basically about sort of taking responsibility for our own thoughts and actions. So can you elaborate on the concepts that you talk about in your book?
Well, it's very funny. I don't know if my whole book is about the law of attraction. In one way or another, it might be. But I was turned down by a publisher for the book because they said it didn't discuss the law of attraction, and they were very interested only in books that dealt with that.
Well, there's a lot of them out there. So,
so I find it very, very funny. But the law of attraction, to me, is a universal energetic truth of creating our own reality and bringing to ourselves the people and events that we focus our thoughts and actions on. In other words, it is a magnetic force. Action, reaction, it has a dynamic all its own. And it suggests, of course, that like attracts like.
Yes, there you go.
You know,
birds
of a feather fly together.
That's right.
And so if you're experiencing negativity or an uncomfortable feeling, or that everybody possibly is not seeing your way or agreeing with you, you're thinking that way. And you will gather people to you who will also think that way. And until you change the perception and the thought, you cannot change the reality. The minute a perception is changed, you think more positively of goodness and happiness and joy and peace and harmony. I'm not saying that everybody around you will resonate in that vibration and energy, but a lot of people will start to filter in and out, and you'll smile and have joy, and that moment and example of joy will bring it to another person like a ripple effect. So we'll be creating it.
You're right.
So life is, you know, people would like to say that it's God who actually brings some of the difficult things that we have to deal with in this life. But I don't think so. I think it's our life choices and our behavior, our actions.
And I agree. And that doesn't mean that you don't believe in a higher power or that you're not a spiritual.
I do.
I know you do.
It's this universal energy
that's
downloading
right.
everything to
that's
us.
Right.
I definitely do. But I don't think they are making us go through situations. I think they allow us with free will the ability to go through whatever we think and focus our attention on.
I agree.
They sort of give it to us.
They sure do. We just have to have our eyes open and develop our awareness more of sort of the signs of, whoa, what can I learn from this? Or what, you know, and it's okay for friends who are not on that same place we are anymore. A lot of old friends fall away. We have these friends from childhood, you know, elementary school even, that we grew up with in neighborhoods and this and that. But they change sort of direction in their belief system, and we go the other way, and we miss them sometimes. But when we get on the phone with them, or when we get to see them, if they've moved out of town or whatever, there's just it just not the same way it used to be. When we start sort of changing our thoughts – and changing our lives, there is a distance, you know, emotionally. And I've seen that a lot with people. You know, I hear that a lot with a lot of clients. So,
yes,
and it's about taking responsibility for our lives and our thoughts. And it's not that we're bad people, right, Cheryl? We're not bad if we keep repeating the same old experiences.
Just we have different needs from our soul at this time and place. And as we mature in a physical life age and in a soul life, we find that we cannot give in to other people's toxic or negative vibrations or their needs. Yeah. They must do it for themselves,
right.
And we must each do it for ourselves. Right. And we will find people along the way that our energy can connect to back and forth, but we can't hold it. We can't hold love, and we can't stifle people from their own development. So what we need to do is share moments of this connection of energy of love and gratitude and humility and the higher values of the universe. And that's what people who are seeking truly a higher vision of spirituality are into. And they won't be able to go back once the path has started.
Mm.
Once they open
that's
up their mind and heart and accept the responsibility for creating everything in their lives, they cannot take that step backwards, and they shouldn't.
Right. No, exactly. That's right. And sometimes we fall off. Sometimes people come into our lives to remind us that, oh, wait a minute, I don't do that energy, angry, hatred family thing anymore. Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, that's right. I don't do that. So I'm just going to allow them to be who they need to be and just sort of say, I have to really not agree with you on that, and I have to go now. Bye.
Well, that's very good. Not engaging
there
too long. Not being with them where they can throw you off balance. Yeah. And after you're with people who do that for you or to you, you need to be with other people and have a discussion like you and I are having right now.
Exactly.
So we get back into the flow and to the knowing that it's all right just to be who we are, and it's all right for them to be just who they are. And if they ask for help will certainly be available in the moment, but it might not be, you know, hours and hours.
That's right.
Of being in that energy or thought process.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, in case you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, on the couch with me today is Cheryl Glick. She's written a great book. It's called The Living Spirit: Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And Cheryl's got a wonderful, helpful advice for you in this book, and she'll tell you all about it, how to sort of take care of a lot of things we talked about earlier in the show, overcoming a lot of childhood fears, taking responsibility for your own happiness, and using some positive thoughts to bring about positive energy and results, and recognizing your life path, and as Cheryl just said, accept the choices of others. So that's a really important point here. If you would like
to... it's not easy to do that, by the way.
Sure is not.
Because you want them to be on a level where they'll be happier and healthier.
Yeah.
But you can't force it, because change comes very slowly for each of us and in its own way.
Boy, it sure does. That's right. We have to be patient with ourselves. So what are some of those methods that you suggest that readers utilize, you know, for overcoming some of their fears and skepticism from others when they, you know, let's say we start to work on ourselves and we're trying to just really learn about how am I going to make my life better?
All right.
How
well,
can we protect ourselves?
We begin with first step to take responsibility for our own life. Mm. And the first step is, we must realize that joy and happiness and prosperity and a good life is possible, and we are entitled to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of us in our childhood were told that suffering was the way to develop courage.
Yes.
And I am here to say suffering is an expression of our fearful, ego-based physical life, and we do not have to have it.
Yeah.
We are here as energy beings, as spiritual beings, to be healthy and joyful. And the first thing is realizing that happiness comes from within.
Yes, Exactly. Happiness does.
We develop ourselves first and foremost. Right. And that's not meaning that we're selfish.
No, or narcissistic.
We're ignoring other people. No. We're working on ourselves so we can be the best example for others, and we can bring that energy of love and peace and harmony with us, carry it with us, and it will emanate from within us, and it will affect other people to make the necessary changes for their life. Being happy and healthy has nothing to do with the external world or the behaviors of others. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have met many people who have said to you, well, my father did this, my mother did this, and my friend did this, and I blame them and their behavior, and it makes me act this way. And
Right. All the time. I hear it all the time. And my boss is cruel, and I just can't seem to get a decent job, and I can't find a good guy. I always pick the ladies who are really bad girls and dump me. I mean, you know, this kind of it's my life. It's, you know, it's almost like they're identifying and imprinting in their brain, this is what I have to deal with. But that's not the truth, right, Cheryl?
No. Yeah. You see, we're going back to the law of attraction here.
Yeah,
it is a state of mind and energy that they have created, and they can only draw the same type of reaction and action and people. Mm-hmm. So it does have to do with recognizing our own input and our creation of any event in our life that's not the way we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You know, most people want to be happy and loved and accepted by a group, and sometimes they're going to compromise their own values and needs because they don't want to become a victim.
Yeah.
So they don't want to be different, and they don't want to be excluded. So they're going to do what they know instinctively and intuitively is not them or good for them. Mm-hmm. And we can't allow that.
And we,
you know, these people, other people that we're talking about in this vein or way of thinking, they may even choose to blame parents and spouses for any unhappiness or delay in achieving immediate goals.
Yes.
Well, let's take a look at that word, immediate goals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you don't necessarily need immediate goals. You need a course of action and plan so you can gradually and consistently move forward and develop, I mean, enlightenment and good health and exercising to be your fittest don't come easy. They come with consistent behavior and action. And maybe that's what's wrong with our fast-moving society right now and all our technology. People are just too tuned into having what they want, when they want, now. And it's creating a lot of negativity in the energy around us and what's being given out, and creating unrealistic goals.
Yes.
Right?
It's so true. It's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of people say, ooh, the living spirit, they get scared. Oh, no, not another new agey book about, oh, I'm going to have to get in touch with my spirit. And, but, guys, this is true physics. It's proven. You know, if you guys have ever, you know, read some of the studies, you know, done, you know, about, well, even the movie, like, what, The Bleep had a lot of, you know, studies. Dr. Masaru Emoto talks about in Hidden Messages, experiments with energy, thought process, and water. And, I mean, there's so many things.
There's so many movies out there now. I just saw this movie, Lucy.
Yes.
It was about a girl who ingested a drug, and she was using more of her brain power, evolving, and she was able to tap into this informational sphere that I do on a small level, because she was doing it on a major level. And at the end, she became aware that she would always exist, that there was no death, and that she was in the oneness of energy. Everything is energy.
Yes.
So there's so many movies now and television shows and books. And The Living Spirit, you know, that wasn't my first choice for the book.
Really?
For the title? It was, in my mind for a while, it was Whispers from Spirit as a medium downloading information.
But
then, when we chose The Living Spirit, the publisher put forth a couple of ideas. I came up with it. It's more inclusive of
right.
what we are
yes.
as living human and energetic beings. Mm-hmm. The living spirit is in each of us.
Yes.
We all have mm-hmm. this divine quality.
Mm-hmm.
We're all connected to this higher energy,
yeah.
which is all about love and compassion
yes.
and becoming who we are.
Yes.
We're just realizing who we are, and we have the possibilities to do so much in this world, good for ourselves and good for other people.
Yeah.
So I guess the living spirit was a better title.
Yeah, I think it's a great title, and it does describe in your book, and you do have a lot of helpful suggestions on how to, you know, overcome a lot of stuff that you're working on. The heaviness that our society has today, there, you know, Cheryl, there's so much going on in the world. And we turn on, you know, the radio,
yeah.
read, you know, just start going online and reading what's happening. And we, you know, there is a lot of fear. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of depression and self-destruction. And, you know, I mean,
Yeah, because that's people functioning
yes.
at a lower vibration,
right.
in lower emotions,
yes.
who are not tapping into this thought that they have the power, personal power, to create something better for themselves
mm-hmm.
and the world. And I must say something here, since you just said that. I was crying bitterly the other night when I saw the people from the Malaysian...
Oh, I know.
Plane that went down. They were showing the families of children stories.
Yes.
And I'm an empath also.
Yes,
that's
you
part
are.
Of being into healing.
Yes.
And I'm sure you, most of us have this ability.
We do.
Almost all of us have this ability to stand next to someone, and if they're feeling terribly overwhelmed or have pain in their heart
yes.
or in their head,
yes.
we can sort of feel the vibration.
Yes, of course.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's I'm extremely sensitive.
Oh,
so I have been since a child, and I didn't always know how to quiet it. I didn't even know what it was.
Yes.
But now I know, and now I help a lot of people who have the sensitivity to learn techniques that they can ground themselves and that they can stand in the beauty of this soul love.
Yes.
And still not be pulled into the negativity of the outside world.
Yes,
but still, my crying maybe went out to other people and set up a vibration for greater action to do the right thing in the world. The leaders have to come together in a unified conference, world conference.
Yes.
And it's time, as we're evolving and we discuss these issues and more people are joining us in this discussion, to try to act more humane.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Not only human.
Yes, but humane.
More humane.
No, exactly. It's really true. You know, about your tears, Cheryl, I'm one in you know, as a psychologist, I think, you know, we're humans. We still have the bodies, and God gave us the ability to cleanse ourselves with the tears. And, you know, it is a process of releasing of endorphins. It's a process of also, and that energy you're putting out, like you said, when we are, you know, crying and sad and we let it out, truly it is a release and a cleansing. And it's helping us, but it's also in a way, you know, showing our vulnerability that we are loving other people and really care about what other people are doing, you know. So
yes, thank you for saying that, because I don't cry that way that often.
Yes,
but that was just so much sadness for what's going on in the world right now.
Oh my gosh,
and my hope that people who really could benefit from books and talks like this will be guided to be there. You see, it seems to be the people who already know are interested in validating their own thoughts. But the people who really need to rise up out of that vibration and take a few steps forward resist.
Yes.
They go into their fear zone and denial and blaming and resist it. But I'd like to say something here before it gets passed over.
Sure.
In assuming responsibility for our happiness and our well-being, it's very important that we recognize each person perceives the world according to their life experiences.
Absolutely.
And we're never going to understand another person's behavior or their reasons for doing things different than we do. And in knowing this, accepting this, we have found the key to allowing, accepting everything and everyone without judgment, anxiety, and fear, and pain, and anger, and hatred. Mm-hmm. This is a very big step towards raising yourself up to a level of harmony and peace and well-being for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't give them what we have already experienced.
Right.
They will experience it at some time, in some time and place, or lifetime, if not in this lifetime, beyond this time and place. So that was a hard lesson for me to learn.
Yes, it is a hard lesson, but, you know, it sure is cleansing, and it really does open us up to, and I'm sure you've heard many times, you know, from patients, you know, say to you, you just don't understand, you know, and it's like, you know, I'll never be able to understand and embrace, and you are an empath, Cheryl, but I'll never be able to be you and stand in your heart and feel your soul. But I love you and allow you to have, you know, whatever, you know, like focus you have on your world, however you're dealing with your situations and whatever truth that you've had to experience, that's your truth. And I love you and allow you for that.
Right.
And I think, go ahead.
That's the right thing to say. Yeah. That's exactly right. Sometimes I feel something, and in feeling it, it has helped a client. I call them a client. I am not a psychologist. Many people, when they hear what I do, they right away say, oh, you're dealing with the mind. You're a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I say, no, I am not a psychologist. And I work with psychologists, and I talk with psychologists on my show. We are all trying to open people's possibilities for greater potential in this life.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it through another way, by downloading messages. Mm-hmm. They really tap into a person's soul energy. And I'll give you just a small example.
Great.
Once I had a client, and I received a message, and I felt like a rag doll.
Ugh.
A rag doll on the floor. Ugh. On the floor, and I couldn't, I felt it, so I was feeling it.
Oof.
And
yes.
This is how the message came through, and I couldn't get up, and I had no idea what it meant.
My gosh.
I think you probably do.
Yeah.
But I, when I said this to my client, she said to me that she had been sexually abused for many, many years as a child.
Yep.
And I immediately said to her, but you were not the victim.
Yes.
You're the survivor. And I smiled and I said, and it zinged me in the heart for a moment.
Yes.
Because I am so hurt when people do the wrong thing to children.
Oh, my God,
And there's indeed so much of it still going on. It has come up in many of my shows about parenting and being aware of what's happening to our children.
Oh, yes.
And the adults and the mental illness and the problems that we're dealing with that need to be more exposed.
Mm.
So I said to her, but you're a survivor, and look, you have a family. You have a beautiful life.
Yes.
And you know what helped her the most?
What, Cheryl?
She knew I felt it.
Yes. Yes.
And she and I gave her permission. Well, I didn't give her permission, but in what I said, it sort of offered her the confidence to know that she did nothing wrong.
Yes.
And she finally realized she didn't have to hold any guilt and she was not at fault. It was the father.
Oh my God!
Who had done the wrong thing, and he was perhaps a victim of his own
disturbance.
So that's a really extreme example.
Mm. Yeah, but that's a beautiful story, Cheryl. I mean,
it really helped. It helped her tremendously.
Absolutely.
And she had been receiving therapy also. So there's many ways to come in to a person's energy and to help them retrieve an observation of something that might be bothering them subconsciously when they might not still be aware of it in their mind, and it's still causing damage to their physical well-being and to going forward in life. So any way we do it, we all work together.
Yes, we do. We try to, don't we, Cheryl?
Well, yes, those of us. Yeah,
there's
still some people who think their way is the only way.
No,
and
it's so
credentials
true.
Credentials are so important. And,
well,
you know,
that's right.
You know,
well,
they'll
maybe
go to this doctor, but not not have a team action going, which is really the best way, an integrative team of professionals.
Really,
all
I agree.
Dealing with the mind, body, and soul of the person.
Boy,
that
is that
the
true.
Best way.
That's so true, Cheryl. And by the way, we do have a hard break coming up with CBS here, but I want to let listeners know how they can best get a hold of your book and find out more about you.
So
what is your email address or your, what is your website?
Okay. The best way to find out more about my book, The Living Spirit, is to go to my website, Cheryl, that's with an S, S-H-E-R-Y-L, Glick, G-L-I-C-K.com.
Great.
And you can also listen to my radio show.
It's a great one.
Healing from Within, and all the wonderful authors and guests that have been on over the last 5 years.
Yeah, you've had some good ones.
It's a very informational website.
Yes,
and
it really
I invite
is.
People to join me there.
Great, great, Cheryl. And of course, folks, you can pick up her book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. Cheryl, you're a doll. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
You're so helpful to others, and I really appreciate what you do for everyone. So,
thank you so much.
Keep up the great work, and blessings to you.
Thank you very, very much, and to you, too.
Thanks, Cheryl. Bye-bye. All right, again, the show will be up in the archives tomorrow here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. With all the content information, in case you missed it, you can find out better how to get Cheryl's book and find out more about her. All right, this is Dr. Michelle, and you can stay on the couch. More great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening. As I always say, do take care of yourself. Do well for yourself within first, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works. Next week, we're going to be talking about the concept of transference. We're going Freud on you, baby. We're going to find out what we do to other people in our minds, and that's why they become the bad guys. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Flashing red.